you know, really, an empty nest is not a bad deal. We've enjoyed this empty nest. Now, every once in a while, I miss the kids in the back seat, but for the most part, our empty nest has been a good experience. And I know some places that my wife does not want to eat. And sometimes she will make a suggestion and I won't listen closely enough for it. You men that are right in the throes of making the living, you get up and go to work, whatever it is, and you talk, you say whatever needs to be said over the period of the day. And by the end of the day, you've used up all your words. But on the other hand, when your wife comes in from work or whatever it is that she does, she still has 500,000 left over. And this is something that I've after 47 years, my wife wants to know the details. Amen? She wants to know the details. When I come in from a deacon's meeting, what did you talk about? Vicki, what are you grinning about? What did you talk about? Well, what did you decide about that? You'll learn when it comes to the business meeting. She still has words left over. And she would like for you to give her your undivided attention for those words that she has for you. And for me, that's not an easy chore. One thing that this hearing loss has done for us, though, she is able to use lots more words than, because she gets to repeat everything about three times, and so she can use them up pretty quickly. Listen, if I can give these young guys a word of advice, it would be listen. 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 You're listening? I've told you this. I've told you everything I know two or three times. We were coming home from Siloam Springs and we were going to stop in some place along the way and eat. And Gwen wanted us to stop at the Panda. Is that what you call it? Huh?
Panda.
Panda. And eat Chinese. And she mentioned that. And I was not listening. I mean, I heard it, but I was not listening. And I'm saying, listen, listen, listen. So I said, along the road, there's a Western Sizzling in Springdale, we could stop there. And she said, what part of that did you not understand? Now, she doesn't say that too often, but listen, listen. Now, you know, just like last Sunday, I'm preaching to myself as I'm preaching to you. I love to preach to the men, and I like to just gather these young guys up that they're in the throes of raising their kids, and I can say, if you want to have a good marriage, if you want to have a good life, have a good marriage and start working on it now. Start to Well, you should have started a long time ago. But you can catch up. I don't know if you can catch up, but you can get well on your way by doing what God wants you to do as a husband. And you build that relationship. You build that companionship. Now, I want to give you a couple of things that I believe that is important to your wife as far as companionship is concerned. I've learned so much in the last few years that I did not know in the beginning of our marriage. I don't know if I didn't know it or I just didn't care to know it. But I've learned so much in the last few years, and it has strengthened our marriage. It's strengthened me as a man. What is important to your wife? That your wife know you want to spend time with her. Now, I can't imagine, I mean, because I like to spend time with my wife. We're best friends. And I just enjoy spending time with my wife. I can't imagine. I mean, I've taken some other guys on horseback rides before, but I'm telling you, I'd rather be with my wife as anyone I know. When we're doing whatever we do. Let your wife know that you want to spend time with her. Just make it known. You know, you might say, well, she knows that I want to spend time with her. Well, let her know that you want to be with her, that you want to spend time with her, that that's important to you as well as to her. And guys, I know that this is not an easy thing. It's not easy for me. I've been practicing it for quite some time. But for you to tell your wife how you feel about her from the heart. I mean, way down there. From the heart. Tell her you love her. Now, I would prefer that you bring your Bible, a solid copy, to church. But here's something that you can use. You can use that cell phone to tell your wife that you love her. You can send her a text in the middle of the day or whenever. So give her phone calls. Write letters to her. Give her cards and flowers. Notes left in a place she will find when you're not around. I had to do some catching up this week because I knew I was going to preach a sermon. But that means a lot to your wife. Secondly, compassion. There's some other words for that. Let's look at 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter. I think it's in here. 1 Peter 3. And look at verse 7. Likewise, ye husbands, I'm not going to get near through. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. According to knowledge. And so, Don't be foolish. Don't be ignorant about living with your wife. I told Shane a while ago, he said that his wife was living in a house with four other males. And I said to Shane, you left out part of that. One of them's not housebroke, and it's not the youngest one. You live with them and dwell with them according to knowledge. Now look at this. Look at this man giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but counterwise, blessing. Knowing that you are thereunto called that you should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are opened unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Compassion. Sympathy. Feeling sorry for. Comforting. In a time of sorrow or a time of brokenness or a time of hardship. Giving compassion. And here the scripture says, the weaker vessel. Your wife must get her compassion from you.